Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
You only pay for the ad if people have viewed your video for more than 30 seconds. So if you get the click before 30 seconds is up, theoretically you get that click for free.
Welcome to episode number 7 of the Art of Paid Traffic. What's up, everybody? Rick Mulready here. How's it going? Hope you're doing well. Wherever you are listening to this, thank you. I appreciate you for listening. Here at the Art of Paid Traffic, this is your one-stop shop for learning everything that you need to know about paid traffic. All the best tips, tactics, and strategies for growing your business on autopilot without having to empty your wallet in the process. Paid traffic is what fuels the sales machine in your business and allows you to know exactly where your next lead and sale are going to come from. Want to create freedom in your business? Learn from the best experts in paid traffic what strategies are working and not working right now here at the Art of Paid Traffic. All right, we're continuing a little mini series here all about YouTube advertising, and I'm really excited to bring you today's guest, who is Gideon Shalwick from GideonShalwick.com. And he's also the founder of V-Roll, which we're going to talk about during today's episode. It's a really cool YouTube ads platform that he and his team have developed. Really cool stuff. Gideon's one of those guys who's been doing YouTube ads forever, and he's pretty much synonymous when it comes to YouTube ads. So today we're going to be talking about best practices for setting up highly performing YouTube ads. Gideon's also going to share some targeting tips with us, how you need to be designing your ad if you're looking to generate leads, how to get free qualified clicks to your landing page, and he answers the question of, do you need to be in front of the camera if you want to create successful YouTube ads? I bet his answer here is really going to surprise you. Great episode coming up here with Gideon Shalwick. But first, I do want to give a big shout out to and thank the sponsor of today's episode, ShortStack. ShortStack is a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, high-converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. Whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you like to get down with some HTML or CSS, you're going to love the ease of using ShortStack. To get started using them for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, Gideon, what's up, my man? Thanks for coming on to the Art of Paid Traffic. I appreciate you for coming on to talk about some YouTube ads today.
Hey, Rick, I'm looking forward to it. Let's do it.
Cool. So I really want to talk to you about, you got some cool things going on with V-Roll, but before we get to that, I really want to sort of get to the heart of the obstacle that I have. I mean, personally, I have, and I know a lot of other people have as well when it comes to YouTube ads, is the setup of YouTube ads. And, you know, it can be really daunting and frankly keep a lot of people, including myself to this date, from really leveraging Facebook ads. So can you kind of talk about sort of the evolution? And I don't want to go way back when it comes to setting up YouTube ads, but more recently, what does that look like you know, from the YouTube ads interface and the Google interface to what you guys have created in V-Roll today?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. First of all, you know, when you're just getting started with this sort of stuff, the interface is rather confusing. And if you, even if you've done AdWords before, you know, because it uses actually a very similar platform. It's on the same platform, but a different area in AdWords. It can get very confusing. And I think there's basically probably, two or three areas where people get really, where they get tripped up. And so the first one is, it's just in terms of the targeting and knowing what to target or who to target and how to target people in the interface. But then also creating your video for the actual ad that can stop a lot of people. And then thirdly is making sure you've got all the right settings inside AdWords. And those three things, you know, there's all sorts of little areas where you can slip up and get the wrong things going. And then basically your ads don't work as well. So, so we've really been looking at all three of those areas to try and fix that and help people with that.
So the second point there that you mentioned is sort of popped out in my head is the creating the video. You know, what are you seeing right now as far as what's working the best? And I granted, this is kind of a loaded question here, and it's hard to say because there's so many different industries out there. But in general, what type of video is working the best for YouTube ads?
Okay, so for YouTube ads, it all comes down to, you know, what you're using YouTube ads for. So if you're using YouTube ads for driving traffic to your own website, for example, then there is a specific kind of video ad that works really, really well. And that's a type where it's very short and you want to get most of the action happening within the first 20 seconds and where you definitely ask people for the click. That's the most important thing. So, well, not right up front, obviously, but the whole ad is designed for getting the click. And I think a lot of bigger businesses especially don't quite get this, although maybe they don't want to get this, but really when you're doing YouTube video ads, you want to ask for the click. So we basically set up our templates and our ads, our video ads, to basically grab people's attention in the first 5 seconds. That's the other thing. The first 5 seconds is super important because that's when the little skip button comes up for most mainstream ads. So you want to make sure you really grab people right at the beginning. And then tell them a bit more about what, you know, why they should be interested in, and then at around about the 20-second mark, we ask for the click. Now, the reason we ask for the click at about 20 seconds is because you only pay for the ad if people have viewed your video for more than 30 seconds. So if you get the click before 30 seconds is up, theoretically, you get that click for free.
Oh, interesting.
So that's pretty cool. So I learned this from, I think it was Jake Larson the first time, Tommy Powers does that as well, and Tom Breeze. All three of these guys are just gurus when it comes to video ads. But they all do it, and it's becoming a very good thing to do. So you can get basically clicks for free. I mean, overall, you're going to pay for the views in any case. It's not like you're going to get 100% free clicks.
Sure.
But overall, it brings down your cost per click quite a bit.
Now, what are they clicking? Are they clicking the annotation that comes up? Or are they clicking below the video? What exactly, when you have the call to action to click, what are they clicking?
Right. So basically, the whole video is clickable.
Oh, okay.
So people can click anywhere on the video. But what we found works best is when you actually point people towards a certain area in your video, either using a button or using your finger, you know, to say click here, or even just text, you know, click here to visit this page now. So, the whole video is active for clicking. Annotations doesn't actually, they're not active inside your ad, even though you could add an annotation to your video and run it as an ad. That annotation is not actually active as when it runs as an ad. But your whole video is active. Definitely ask people for that click. And if you can use something that looks like a button and point them towards the button to click, that will definitely increase your click through that as well.
Okay. So many questions coming out of that. So ask for the click within the first 20 seconds or at about the 20 second mark. And you said get their attention within the first 5 seconds. It was 5 seconds, right?
Yeah.
So when you say get their attention, are you like, what are you talking there? Is it something like kind of crazy? Because most people are on YouTube to either be educated or entertained. So are you doing something crazy to catch their attention? Or give me some examples there of how you might get somebody's attention within those first 5 seconds.
Sure. It doesn't have to be crazy. I have seen some really, really good ads where it is pretty crazy. And,
sure.
You know, it really gets you engaged and you want to definitely want to watch the video ad. I think there's one example where this guy starts off with these spark plugs in his hands, and it's connected up to a little cat or a little puppy or something. And then he says, I can't remember the exact words, but it's something like, you know, if you're going to click skip, this is like a battery, and it's going to electrocute this little kitten or something.
Nice, nice.
And then he puts the spark plugs onto the skip button, or that area where the skip button is. So so you don't want, you know, it kind of forces you not to click there.
That's funny.
But I don't think you have to be that super creative to just get people engaged. For us, it all starts with the targeting and getting the targeting right, because when you get the targeting right, in other words, when you're targeting, here's the other thing we do, this bit of a secret sauce. We only target video placements and channel placements. So we don't even worry about keywords or other demographics all that much. We just go, if someone is watching a video, we know that they're targeted. So for example, if someone's watching a video on how to do yoga at home, mm-hmm. we know that person watching it, it's very high chance that they're interested in how to do yoga at home.
Sure.
So if we then run an ad in front of that video that says, hey, are you interested in yoga at home? Or are you trying to find a solution for doing yoga at home? Immediately, we know we're going to be running a very, very targeted ad.
And
so that'll, you know, by default, make them a lot more interested in watching your ad. So that's the first thing, getting the targeting right. But then, yeah, in the first 5 seconds, what we normally do is identify with a really big pain point or a really big dream or desire or frustration or any of those sort of things that people might lie awake at night at thinking about. You know, in the middle of the night, they might think, oh, how do I solve this thing?
Mm-hmm.
So we start off with that problem or that main pain point or desire right at the beginning, right at the first 5 seconds. Because we know if we do that and we've done our targeting well, it's immediately going to resonate with the viewer, and they're going to be much more likely to watch. I'll give you an example. We've had the best we've had so far is an 80% click-through rate. So this is a little bit different to the way YouTube. So this is YouTube measures it a little bit different to YouTube. YouTube measures it as clicks over impressions, which for us doesn't really make much sense at all, because you pay for the view, not mm-hmm. you don't pay for impressions. So we measure it clicks over views.
Okay.
So we've had the best one we've had so far is an 80% click-through rate of clicks over views. In other words, 80% of people who watch the video would go ahead and not skip the
right.
video and actually
right.
watch our video and click on our video. In general, we're getting around about a 40 to 50% click-through rate with clicks over views.
Wow.
The best we've had from our customers is 122% click-through rate.
How does that happen?
so that comes back to getting those free clicks.
Wow.
So that means he got more clicks than he paid for views.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
So he would have had, you know, more people actually seeing the video, but only a certain number of views got registered,
mm-hmm.
and he got more clicks than that, which meant he got a more than 100% click-through rate for his videos.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So we're talking awesome, about the videos here, and the thing that pops into my mind is, do I have to be in front of the camera? But first, a word from our sponsor, ShortStack. Recently, I got to sit down with ShortStack's CEO, Jim Belosik, and I challenged him to explain what ShortStack is for you in 20 words or less using no jargon. Ready? Go.
Okay. Challenge accepted. ShortStack is a do-it-yourself tool for building web pages to engage with your audience, collect information, and drive sales. Is that 20?
I was starting to count on my fingers, but I think you hit it. Nice work. Nice work. So if you're looking for a simple do-it-yourself tool to get more qualified leads and sales for your business, definitely check out ShortStack. You'll love how easy it is to use. Get started today for free by going to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, back to the show. Do I have to be, because that's a big obstacle. Like I'm thinking about it for myself. And I'm like, oh man, I have to set up the camera and stuff. Do I have to be in front of the camera, or can I do something like just a simple, you know, presentation screen share or something like that?
You don't have to be in front of the camera, not at all. In general, it probably would increase your conversion rate, depending on how good you are on camera as well. Sure. That's the other thing to consider. If you're not good on camera, then it might decrease your conversion rate. Right.
Skip. But
yeah, that's right. So the results that I just shared with you, they were all with templates that we used where there's no human being in it. There's not even any voiceover. It's just text moving on the screen. So very, very simple. So you can get really good results without pulling out a video camera or paying for an expensive video production crew to create your video. But obviously if you're good with video, you can probably do even better with the conversions for your videos.
Sure, but you don't have to. So that's that removes a big obstacle for people, and including myself, that I'm thinking, oh geez, I have to set up this elaborate production, and I can just do it with some sort of a template. Now, is there a sort of best practice for a length of video, like a total length of video? Now, because you've been very specific about first 5 seconds within 20, at the 20-second mark is your call to action. Is there a best practice for a total length of video?
Absolutely. So once again, this is if your purpose is for driving traffic. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily for just getting views. Sure. Then it's a different purpose. So for driving traffic, what we found, the optimal length is around about 40 seconds. So what we do is, we have most of our action happening in the first 20 seconds. So it's broken up in 5 second, slots. So the first 5 seconds, you grab people's attention. The second 5 seconds, you draw people in a little bit. The third 5 seconds, you might talk about the main benefit of your solution. The third 5 seconds, from 15 to 20 seconds, is where we have some sort of a trigger, some sort of a psychological trigger to, we either use social proof or authority or some scarcity to get people to move them to action. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as it hits the 20 mark, we have that a call to action. So from 20 to 25 seconds, there's the call to action. Then for the rest of the video, from basically from around about 20 seconds or 25 seconds to 40 seconds, it's basically just a kind of a static video that sets it. We actually turn off the music for the video. The only movement on the screen every 5 seconds is we've got a little mouse button coming up to the video and clicking on it, to encourage the click. The last few seconds is really just there to subconsciously tell people, hey, there's nothing happening here. Go ahead and click on the video and visit our website.
Awesome.
So yeah, the most of the action is really between 0 and 20 to 25 seconds.
Okay. So you've really broken it down here, and I'm listening to you getting super excited because I want to be trying this in here in the new year. So let's talk about V-Roll. Now, V-Roll is this platform that you have created to make it easier and really remove that obstacle or boundary for people to really get into YouTube ads and be successful with them. So tell me why you have created it in the first place and sort of where you're at with it right now.
Well, probably the first why was for myself. As I was getting started with YouTube ads myself, I wanted to extend my traffic in the paid advertising world, and I started looking at YouTube video ads, and I just got terribly confused, especially with starting off with the targeting. I didn't know what or who to target or what settings to use, and every time I would go through the interface, I would just stuff it up, and my results would be very bad. Okay. I was thinking, what the heck? Why would people bother with YouTube ads? But then we figured out a shortcut. We figured out that with video and channel placements in particular, it's kind of like a shortcut where it gives a real nice shortcut to for your targeting. As I said before, if you know someone's watching a video, you know they're going to be very targeted.
Yeah,
and you can. A very specific ad towards them. So then the next challenge was finding these links, because doing it manually is a real pain. So we created the first feature the first tool in the platform is to help you find these links, video and channel links, very, very quickly. So you can type in a keyword, for example, and then it spits out the top 100 video links that appears on YouTube for that keyword phrase. And then boom, right away, you've got 100 video links you can paste into AdWords within seconds, and you can get more as well if you wanted to. You can get up to in AdWords you can submit up to 500 per placement, and you can have 10 placements per campaign, which means you can do the math. You can do 5,000 links per campaign, which is pretty cool. So trying to do that manually, you can imagine the pain. Oh, yeah. so we automate that. and so that was a massive, a big step for me. So I just basically wanted it for myself, but then sure. Other people said they wanted it too. So,
yeah.
The second thing was the video side. And even for me, you know, I've been doing video marketing for 8 years or so. Mm-hmm. And I'm comfortable with video, but I still found it very time consuming and a pain in the neck to create a new video every time I wanted to run an ad. And I mean, just when it comes to split testing, you know, if you ever try to split test videos, that's a big problem, because you know, every time you want to change something, you got to start from scratch again and reproduce the whole thing.
Right.
So we said, okay, well, how can we simplify this? So we created these templates where you can just basically type in 5 lines of text and it turns it into a really nice animated video with text moving over the screen with cool sound effects and this sort of thing. And so there, basically, all you have to do is type in some text and hit submit and your video will get created for you.
Wow.
So we solved that problem nicely as well. And then the third thing was knowing all the right settings inside AdWords, you know.
Right.
So there are a few things, and I'm sure you found that on Facebook too, with the Power Editor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's probably a few things that you need to know to get right.
Yeah.
For your ad to perform really well. So same thing with video ads. There are a few little settings, like, for example, setting it to accelerate it as opposed to spreading it out through the day. That can give you a lot more views, just like that. And a few other little settings like that as well. So we've figured out what all those things are, and we've built a little campaign builder that already sets those settings for you. You just type in you type in your name of your campaign, you select which video you want to run, which targets you want to run, and you press a button and it gives you a little file that you can upload to AdWords, and you're done.
Wow.
So
and you have templates in there too, right?
Starting with.
You have video templates in there too.
Yes. Yes, okay. We've got about 11 in there at the moment, and we're just this week submitting another 5. So we're constantly going to be adding new templates to the Vireo platform, absolutely.
Awesome. So it just sounds like you've taken all the pain points that were there or that are there for people wanting to do YouTube ads and set them up and really kind of streamlined them and made them super easy to set up. You've taken the hardest parts, made them much easier, much more streamlined with V-Roll, and I keep saying it, but you've really removed the obstacle for people to get into YouTube ads by using this V-Roll platform.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the aim of the game. It's just, you know, if you can set up an ad really quickly, you can start running a test really quickly and start getting results quickly, you know. So, and that's the whole aim. You want to set up your ad. You don't want to get bogged down with the whole video production thing or struggling with targets or whatever.
Right.
You just want to click a few buttons and run the ad and see what happens and then improve it as you go.
Love it. Well, I'm going to be playing with with the V-Roll platform in the new year. So where can people connect with you, and where can people find out more information about V-Roll?
So V-Roll, if you can just go straight to the site, V for video, EEROLL.com. We're working on a pretty cool resource there that you can get for free, but you can check out the different plans there for the service as well. For me personally, you can probably catch a lot of my work on my own personal blog, which is just GideonShelwick.com, and I just every now and then update it with my latest findings in video marketing or entrepreneurship. So it's a lot of free information there as well.
Awesome. I'll be sure to link all those links up in the show notes for today's episode. Gideon, this has been great. I've learned a ton about YouTube ads and really looking forward to getting into them in the new year. So thanks for coming on today.
Brilliant. It was great fun, Rick, and all the best for your video ads.
Man, with these episodes on YouTube ads, I am frantically taking notes. I can't wait to dive in and start using YouTube ads for my own business and also share with you my experience with them and results with you here on the podcast. Now, quick announcement before I go. If you are serious about growing your business and really learning how to use Facebook advertising the right way so that you can generate leads and sales on autopilot for your business, super excited to announce that in just a couple of weeks, the third week of January, I'm reopening the doors to my flagship training course called the FB Advantage Automated Facebook Ads Made Simple. Enrollment's actually been closed now for the past 5 months or so, and I'm really excited to be reopening the doors here in January. So if you have a product or service to sell, FB Advantage teaches you step-by-step my proven profitable system for generating leads and sales for yours or your client's business on autopilot with Facebook ads. We've got a really active Facebook group where people can ask questions about their ads and get help from the other students in the course. I'm in that Facebook group every day answering questions for people. And you also have an opportunity for one-on-one coaching with me in the FB Advantage. This course is also perfect too, by the way, if you want to hand off a complete Facebook ads training program to somebody on your team so that they can run your Facebook ads. Maybe it's like your VA or project manager. So just go to rickmulready.com/FBA and enter your email address there so that you can be the first to know when enrollment opens. All right, that's all for today's episode. Coming up in episode number 8, we're going to continue our mini-series here on YouTube ads. You're going to hear from Jake Larson. When I was planning out these episodes on YouTube ads and I was asking around for who I should invite on, Jake's name came up every single time. So I'm really excited to bring you Jake Larson. He gets into YouTube's TrueView ads and why they're the most effective ad format right now on YouTube. He shares exactly what to say in your YouTube ads so that you can weed out and speak only to your exact target customers. He also talks about when being in front of the camera in your ad or talking over a PowerPoint or keynote slide is most effective. Episode 8 with Jake Larson is chock full of strategies that you're going to want to start testing right away. That is next on the Art of Paid Traffic. Keep testing, my friends, and I will see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.